Yes, atheists too have a religion, secular humanism. And whenever it's challenged, atheists get really fired up. I mean, just take a look at this clip.
Because there's never been a secular humanist government on the planet.
I don't know. I think the Soviets were pretty secular.
No, they... Then, yeah, I know with all due apologies, you do not know the first thing about what secular humanism is. You should read the secular humanist manifestos, because what happened in Russia in communist countries was an institution of a religious-like structure centered around an individual and forced atheism, none of which is consistent with humanism. None of it. And we can talk about this later, and I'll be happy to point you to this, because you can say that it was an atheist thing that went awry, but you can't call it secular humanism. It's just not there.
As you guys can see, Matt Dillahunty got really fired up when Jordan Peterson challenged his views in that little clip. But what's very interesting is that you see this with atheists. Whenever you challenge humanism or secular humanism, they get really agitated. And it's because secular humanism provides them with that framework, that worldview to live ethical lives. It acknowledges their very human nature, which is to be good, which cannot be accounted for on atheism or naturalism. But the issue is that it also cannot be accounted for on secular humanism. When you really scratch the surface, secular humanism has many issues, many flaws, many contradictions. And what I want to highlight for you guys here today, I went to secularhumanism.org to get their definition of what secular humanism is. And according to them, and I'll read this passage for you. This is not the whole passage or the whole piece on what secular humanism is. It's further down, but it reads, "Secular humanism provides a cosmic outlook, a worldview in the broadest sense, grounding our lives in the context of our universe and relying on methods demonstrated by science. Secular humanists see themselves as undesigned, unintended beings who arose through evolution, possessing unique attributes of self-awareness and moral agency." Very interesting that in the same passage, on one end, they're acknowledging that we're undesigned and unintended. In other words, that we are just a cosmic accident, a meaningless cosmic accident, to be a bit more precise. And then in the very same passage, they say, well, we possess unique attributes of self-awareness and moral agency. How does that make sense? You know, I really don't understand. And then further, it reads, "Secular humanists hold that ethics is consequential." I'm not going to go into consequentialism here, but then it further reads, "to be judged by results," meaning we see the outcome, the results of particular actions, and then based on those outcomes, we get closer and closer to what's good and bad. And there are some assumptions there, which I'm going to highlight in a second. Then it reads, this is in contrast to so-called command ethics, in which right and wrong are defined in advance and attributed to divine authority. Then they're overlooking the ontological issues here. Further, it says, "No God will save us," declared Humanist Manifesto 1973. "We must save ourselves." See, there is a huge assumption here, you know, which is that we as human beings should be good and live good ethical lives. How do you make such a claim in the absence of God? See, there are three assumptions if we to really break it down. Number one, that there is, you know, they're assuming that there is something called good and something called evil and bad. That's the first assumption. Well, how do you account for that in a world which is void of God? Secondly, even if they were somehow to provide an account for or claim good and bad as actual entities and realities, well, why should we be good as opposed to being bad? What's the ought that's pressing down on us, what's telling us that we should be good as opposed to being bad? Because at the end of the day, if it's just about, you know, experiencing pleasure, we should be good because it leads to feeling good and feeling pleasure. Well, sometimes bad things lead to feeling pleasure too. It's not really a good gauge. But anyway, that's the second issue. Why should we be inclined to being good as opposed to being bad? What's the ought that presses down upon us from that perspective? And thirdly, what's the rule? Where's your yardstick? Right? Even if you can account for the first two assumptions, what's your yardstick? How do you know what good actually is? You know, what are you measuring by? Okay, we're getting closer to what's good. What is that measure? And where'd you get that measure from? In the absence of God, a world which is just one big cosmic accident. You know, what do all of these things mean? Again, same problems. You cannot provide an account for morals and ethics, good and bad, in the absence of God. You know, so those atheists and naturalists that incline towards secular humanism, believing that it provides for them a framework in which they can account for good and bad and live good ethical moral lives, if you really scratch the surface, you'll see, well, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. It leaves you in no better position than atheism and naturalism in and of itself leaves you in. And that's why I really encourage atheists, those that have realized this point and understand what I'm saying here, to really look into Islam, because Islam provides a comprehensive account to life. It acknowledges your very nature, that you realize that you're trying to justify, which you're struggling to do on atheism and naturalism, right? Hence you're inclining towards all of these types of worldviews and making up these types of things. Look into Islam, see how Islam comprehensively addresses life, the questions of life, ethics, morals, etc. And I really encourage you guys to read the Quran for yourselves. Don't buy what Dawkins is saying and all of these other guys are saying, because they're not going to be there for you at the end of the day, at the end of your lives, when it really matters. Anyway, I'll leave you guys with that. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Till next time, take care.